good. What's going on? It is Juan. And yes, you're probably wondering because you asked me. I have people that ask me. It's either my mom, my grandma, my aunts, because no one else listens to this. I'm kidding. There are some people that actually listen to this. Thank you for you guys for asking if I'm okay, just because I haven't posted in a while. I am good. I'm just being a little bit busy working and trying to get all this thing that is happening right now, because I know all of us, we're in that position being like, okay, so what now? And I have someone here at the studio, Nelly. If you're wondering if we're together in the same studio, we're not.
We're not. We're like, there's a glass window separating us.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to knock it so people actually hear that.
And credit to you for keeping this thing going, man, like while we're in this.
It's different, you know, like I know not a lot of people listen to it, but like the ones that are listening, I know because I experienced it last week, mental issues and mental health is crazy.
Yeah.
So if we can distract you from like one little thing to think about the coronavirus that is happening right now, then I want to do it.
Yeah. And I feel like we're at this point of like the quarantine, whatever you want to call it. It's like the first week, you know, it was great. It was kind of nice. Mm-hmm. We all got a nice little break, a little reset, and it was great. And then maybe now, maybe a little bit of that, I don't know if you want to say depression is setting in, or like that unknowing is setting in, you know? And I think it's having an effect on a lot of people, myself included.
That's the thing, right? Like it's so new to us. Like, when have you been at home for 2 weeks? You?
Oh, man.
Never, right?
Yeah.
So it's like so new to us that like everyone is just trying to adjust to this new thing. Like, what do we do now? Mm-hmm. Our bodies are adjusting too, because we're not exercising as much as we do. Yes, I know there's some people that are saying like,
not at
oh,
all.
I'm doing like jumping jacks. Exactly. I'm doing jumping jacks or pull-ups or whatever. It's like, still, that's not like the same that we had when we were out doing things. And I think that's probably going to affect our bodies too, our hearts.
Everything.
Because we're just becoming like, we're just not doing enough.
And it's routine too. Like everyone had their routines with like, you know, their work, they get up, go to the gym, if they, whatever they do, they eat breakfast. And that's all been shifted. And I'm sure you can adjust your routine and this stuff, but it's totally different now. And like you and I have been working. I was thinking about this. Mm-hmm. We've been working. We've been lucky enough to be able to keep working.
Yeah.
But our work isn't the same with like not as many people here. I was telling someone this the other day. It's like, it's not, you don't see your same coworkers every day that, you know, you bring you joy and fulfillment, and our jobs are a little bit different during these couple of weeks. So we're doing different stuff, more stuff than normally we do. So even that has had an effect, I think.
I know. And that comes to the mental part because yes, we do kind of like the same, not me though, because you're here at the studios doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm doing promo, I'm doing events, I'm going like places, right? So for me, it's a little different because I actually feel it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's so different. Like just walking to like the kitchen and just seeing probably you, because we're the only ones that actually
we see the
are
same
here.
Four people all day.
So it's very sad. Mm-hmm. But hey, we got adjusted. Yeah. I know things are gonna get better because they will. Uh-huh. And yeah, we'll move on from this topic. Yeah. I want to talk to you about something that we are both really passionate about.
Yes.
You're probably smiling already because I didn't tell you what it was, but you know what it is.
I'm smiling anyways.
Yeah, bananas.
Bananas.
And the challenge.
The challenge,
man,
is back this week, Wednesday.
It is crazy.
It's like the second, the last season. What's it, season 36?
I think it was, yeah, you probably have to Google that.
Yeah.
Just to make sure what it is. But yeah, it was like, I'm going to tell you something that you probably don't know, but I haven't watched the last challenge.
The last season?
I watched two episodes, and then I got caught up with life because I came back from Colombia at that time.
Oh, that's right.
So I was like, I haven't had time to watch it. Now that I'm in quarantine, I should be able to catch up with that.
It was good, dude.
Was it, though?
Oh, it was a really good one. It was War of the Worlds, so it was like...
I know we talk about it, and you mentioned something that I didn't know, or I didn't remember at the time. It was that if Jordan and... Tori,
yeah, his wife.
If they were back into a challenge, it's because they won it. That, something like that, you mentioned it to me before.
Uh-huh.
So I'm assuming they win the challenge. Don't tell me, because I don't know.
I won't say.
But yeah, like, I think I saw a teaser from this one, and they're also there.
Yeah, they're on the... So, yeah, they did the last season. Jordan hadn't done one in years.
It's crazy. Tori, that guy's so good, though.
So he's won three of the four challenges he's done.
It's insane. Man,
And this is what's remarkable. He has one hand.
That's what I was going to say.
Like, do you know how many challenges and eliminations he's gone through where it was like, you need two hands?
I remember the one that I remember all the time is, I don't know who I was against with, but he was punching holes in a drywall wall.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you could see like he has like two little fingers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you could see those just hammering that thing. And I was like, man, don't break what you have as a hand.
Mm-hmm.
But he's so competitive. He's so good at what he does, and he adjusts. He doesn't have one hand, but the other hand, that's for 3-4 hands.
His like mental like astuteness and belief, self-belief that he has is insane. And like, some people don't like him personally because he's cocky.
A little bit of a dick.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a hard ass. Like, if you're not, you know, helping the team out or whatever, which, you know, there's different ways of leading. That's his. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. But when it comes to individual competition and challenges, he's up there. I mean, he's won three of the four, you know, seasons that he's done. And then he's won two with his, I guess, now fiance, Tori.
Oh, so they're actually engaged.
They're engaged, yeah.
Damn it.
That doesn't ruin anything. Everyone knows that if you follow them on Instagram.
Why haven't seen all this?
Oh, well, you'll
see. Where have I been?
Well, like, you kind of knew because like, I know. Him and Tori were like...
It's crazy, though, because they do have, in a way, similar personalities because they're very alpha people. They're very
she's a competitor too. Yeah.
Oh, she's so good.
Such
she's
a
really good. And she has a temper too. And when she gets mad, she gets mad.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's weird to just see how many changes the challenge has been like since it started.
The old,
it's so different.
Yeah, because like. I still reference like Bananas, Nani, CT as part of the OGs.
I miss Nani. Nani was good.
Nani was back last season. She's on the new one too, so.
Okay, so...
I feel bad for her because she's done, like, 20 challenges and never won.
It sucks. She has... I remember she did one with... Was it with Bananas, maybe?
They got second.
See?
Right?
Yeah. It's like, you got the best player from the challenge
at the time,
because
he's,
like... He's still really good, though. He's mentally
good. He's good, but they take him out early because they know he's going to win.
That's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Because people are not as scared of being, like... Because this is Bananas. Bananas used to be this guy. Mm-hmm. He was good.
Mm-hmm.
But then he was this guy that he was always treating everyone. It's like, oh, if you put me in, I'll put you in next. I'm going to win. You know I'm going to win. So people were scared of that. But then they realized that when they put him in, he normally goes.
Yeah.
Like, he has a very low chance to go back.
And that's why he's not like Jordan, who has a very good elimination record. So people be like, oh, we got to take out Jordan early. But it's like, who wants to go against Jordan in elimination, right?
No one wants.
Everyone wants to take him out early because you know he's going to win. But it's like, I'm not going against Jordan.
No, I think that the one that I was talking about, punching the holes on the wall, that was an elimination. And he won it.
Yeah. He's won. Well, he's won one every season that he's won because...
Who's the girl that also wins every elimination? She's really good at it. What's her name? She's dating the black dude that is Banana's best friend.
Cam is good, yeah.
Cam,
I think, has only lost one elimination, yeah.
That's crazy. And she's been put in a lot of eliminations.
There was one season she got thrown in like 3 or 4 times. She's like, you know what? I've had enough of this. I'm proving myself. Like, you guys don't want... And then after a while, people are like, I don't want to go against her because she's so good.
She hasn't won anything yet, right?
She hasn't won it, no.
Okay.
Surprising.
Thank you for telling me that she didn't win the last one, so
I'm
trying to get information for
you. It wouldn't give anything away, like,
Okay,
her and Leroy are, like, official.
They're actually official.
Yeah, they were together, and then she was dating, they broke up, she was dating Theo the one season, the British guy.
Yeah.
And then now her and Leroy are back together.
What do you think about the British people? I think that's amazing, though. Kyle, I love Kyle.
Kyle is an amazing...
Bear is such a TV guy.
Wait till you see this last season. Bear was so good last season. He's, like, he is there for, like, TV, and they needed, like, a good injection, because, like, Bananas can't keep being
he cannot be
the entertaining
antagonized
guy all the time, what I mean? So Bear is, like, filled that,
What about,
know,
What's her name?
Georgia?
Georgia.
I like Georgia. Georgia's
she's very
good.
Athletic. She's so skinny.
She's a kickboxer.
But she's
so
like
athletic.
A badass.
She's badass, yeah, absolutely. Who else is good from the British? Theo's cool. I like his personality. He's funny.
Theo's kind
of
weird,
Not a big fan of him as a competitor. I think he's not as good as he thinks he is.
What I don't like about Theo is that he's a little bit of a cocky guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh,
but doesn't back it up like Jordan. Whereas Jordan is like the most cocky. It's like it's cringy. It's the worst.
What about Turbo? The guy who's big like me.
Turbo.
Like this.
So when you get a guy like Jordan on a season, you know, big, he's not only a big guy, but he's alpha. You know, I'm the best competitor here. And you get a guy like Turbo the same way, you know, it's going to be like, Fireworks.
Because that happened last season. I remember that. I saw a little bit of that.
Jordan and Turbo. They
got into a little argument. And and Jordan wasn't scared. But, man, it's Turbo. Like, it's...
I don't know.
I feel that Turbo, and I'll tell you this because it's a reference that you also relate to. I feel Turbo is the Khabib. The Khabib, you know who, from UFC?
Yeah.
From the challenge. Like, I make that relation between the two guys. Yeah. The guys that don't talk too much, but they back up their words.
Yeah, he's like a GSP.
You know what I mean? Like,
Though I will say, I'm not giving away anything, the last season, Turbo got a big weakness exposed.
Is it swimming?
That's his weakness. And he got lucky because the challenge he won, his first season, that final was the only final that didn't have swimming in it.
Swimming, that's true. That's
it had kayaking in it and not swimming.
Do you think producers will do something like that just because of like that reason?
Well, like, I have this theory, and it's like when I watch Survivor.
It's still TV.
Or The Challenge, and people go on The Challenge, and I'm not hating on anyone who doesn't know how to swim, but if you're going to go on The Challenge or Survivor, where it's like a lot of water challenges, mostly water challenges, and you don't know how to swim very well, obviously they wouldn't put you on a show if you were going to drown yourself. You know, like, that, yeah. I don't get it. And I get it. It's harder to just go practice swimming.
Like, wasn't it one girl? What season was that? But I think it was Veronica. No, Veronica was really good at swimming. There was a girl that she wasn't really good at swimming, and there was a bunch of players that were teaching her how to swim in the pool. But I don't remember who it was.
There was two seasons ago, maybe, D was with Wes, right? And D couldn't swim.
Yes, I think that was the one.
And Wes was like
Wes is a monster.
Division one swimmer. That was what he does. That's his specialty. So he like taught her a bit, and they did this one swimming challenge, and everyone's like, oh, D's going to be their weak point. We got this. And D, the thing I love about D is she proves people wrong.
She has a heart.
Everyone's like, no, D can't run a final. There's no way she'll last. D can't swim. She still like gives it her all, and then like good things happen to her because she does that. And I love that.
Who was the one that shut him down in a final? It was either D or Ninja that like they were running.
Ninja. Everyone was like, Ninja's like the best female athlete we've ever seen on The Challenge. And then the final came. And well, that's the thing. A lot of it's like what Banana said about Derek. Do you remember Derek? Derek looks like a Ferrari. Like he looks like he's this elite athlete.
I'm confused though. Derek, what
he
Derek?
He was with Tori for a bit too.
So that's the short guy?
Tall guy.
The tall guy.
He was with Tori. The one season was his partner.
Can you pull him out here?
Because him and Tori dated.
Because I'm probably confused with the guy that faced the British guy.
No, not Derek K. Derek K is a legend from The Challenge.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm thinking about.
The Derek versus Joss, that wrestling, that was one of the best challenges.
The little guy that was like...
Little guy? Derek is like...
Muscling this huge guy. Okay. No, but...
So this guy, he looks like he's this elite athlete, and then you see him compete, and he's never competed in his life, so you know he's just not that good.
I feel those muscles are painted. Like, when he competes, he's so bad.
Terrible. Yeah, Banana says this. Like, there's lots of guys, girls, whatever, that they work out a lot, and they look good, but that's different than competing, right? Whereas, like, even Jordan, he's fit, super fit, obviously, but he doesn't look like anything, like, crazy, but he's...
He looks skinny. To be honest, he looks like he's a skinny guy that just go to a gym.
You know, it's tougher for him to work out, but Derek, back to Derek K., like the OG legend, I think he might be the best competitor we've ever seen on The Challenge. Him versus Turbo or him versus Jordan, and I'd rather see. Yeah, I think Derek wipes.
I think Derek and the black guy that used to compete with Bananas. I think those are the two best ones in my opinion. Darrell.
So Darrell. So they argue Bananas has won 6 challenges total, but they argue Darrell's better because Darrell's won 5 of the 8 he's done. Like Bananas is 6 for like 20.
20. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas Darrell has won 5 of the 8. And granted, Darrell won them when they were not as tough as they used to be. Some of them. Some of them were really legit.
Athletes, like people that go to a challenge, they were like,
well, that's what I was wondering. I was like, how many of them are like steroids or EPO? The challenge wouldn't test for that. It's not a sport.
Well, and that's the thing, right? It's not a sport.
A lot of people said that about Bananas because he went from being kind of the skinny party boy to this.
Have you seen Wes lately?
But Wes was a Division One athlete.
I get that, but like back in the, like when he was an athlete, he was skinny though. Yeah. Now he's jagged. He's back, older. Man.
Well,
I saw him last time. He's like this. Like he has muscles on the side too.
Well, look at Joss.
Oh, but that guy, Joss, I feel like stud. That guy does it for like
He's modeling. a model.
He's asking for modeling.
Like, but I thought he was just a pretty boy until I saw that against Derek, where he competed.
I love the final of that part when they both they have blood in their faces.
That's where I got a lot of respect for Joss, because you didn't know anything about him. He was this shy, kind of quiet British guy. He's a good looking guy. He's like a model, so you're like, oh, this guy's like, you know,
just a dumbass.
And then when he went against. When he went against Derek in that war, was what's it called? Where you, there, I don't know what it's called, but it was basically a full-on wrestling match.
Yeah, they hold a stick.
Yeah, and they're like elbows and faces and pushing on each.
I remember Cara Maria one, she put the knee on someone's face.
Oh,
they can go crazy.
Anyone
on
with
that.
You look at that and you're like, if you know anything about jiu-jitsu and you know, you could easily kind of figure out leverage is what jiu-jitsu is alavanca is what it's called. Uh-huh. So it means leverage, and that's what jiu-jitsu is about. So it's mm-hmm. Figuring out ways to use that and get leverage. But at the same time, you're holding onto this stick with a guy trying to rip your head off. And
that was
take
a good
that
battle. That was one of the
That was one of the best.
We're going to do this because I want to have you again.
Yeah.
Because especially next week, we have the challenge.
After
so I want to talk
episode.
About that. Yeah. Little homework. I know we have a bunch of time.
Lots.
Bring your five best battles in the challenge. I'll bring my best
elimination
fights.
Battles.
It could be anything.
I'd have
anything.
To go through because there were some good ones back in the day, with CT.
Oh, CT is a monster.
When
bro.
Derek was younger and he was just this animal. He's still an animal, obviously, but he was this young, kind of.
I just can't forget. Remember, and this is a how do you call this? A benchmark? No. This is one of the challenge battles that everyone see it and everyone's like, oh my god, that's a challenge.
Yeah,
when
you
CT
can say benchmark.
Is it a benchmark?
Picked up bananas
when
on his back.
Picked up bananas, a little backpack.
Yeah.
And then he start going, man, you could see the legs just going crazy. Every time
he's
steps.
He's 6'5", 200 and whatever.
Still,
that was when he was fit, too. He calls himself Team Dad Bod now.
Listen, he has a dad bod because he does.
He's a dad.
But he's still very athletic and very competitive.
Oh,
I seen him competitive.
Strong.
And I'm like, bro, for you being, I don't know how old is he, 40?
Oh, he's got to be up there.
Okay. Because
he was older even when he was young, when everyone was young back in the old days of the challenge.
When Dean was alive. I don't understand. Yeah, we're going to stop this. But he's so good still now, and he's heavier.
Mm-hmm.
And even with that, I've seen clips that he's jumping in the water, doing all these crazy stunts. I'm like, bro, you have a family.
Well, that's the opposite of the guys that, we were just talking about people who, Derek, who looks like he's this elite and isn't. Or CT, now he's, kind of got a dad boy. He's still a fit guy, but,
he's fit, though.
You watch him perform and compete, and he's still got it, kind of.
I haven't seen the one before, so I have to see that one, but he's so good, though.
The last season was so good.
Is it worth it to watch?
It was one of the better seasons in a long time, and because there was criticism about one of the finals, I think it was two seasons ago, that it was soft. You remember the one where, I forget
which
who won, it was the one that Hunter and Ashley won. Remember, and Ashley took the money from Hunter at the end?
Such a bad, I love Ashley, but
it's weird to say she's won two challenges. She's won two.
Yeah, she won the first one she was in,
with
that I remember
CT
that.
CT and her won, and he won for the guys, she won for the girls, and then she won with Hunter, took the money from Hunter.
Okay, I gotta see, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. But yeah, no, the thing, this is the thing. Okay, before we finish, Ashley, you bring that up. That girl, I remember, I don't know if you remember
her on
the real world.
Yeah, she was the worst.
She was such a strong person.
She said some bad stuff.
Bro, bringing guys every fucking night.
Yeah, well, that was what the real world's about.
I know, but still, you're on TV, national TV.
But
keep it PG, man.
Well, that was that was over 10 years ago. On the real world, that's what it was about, getting drunk and hooking up.
Well, that's what I mean. Listen, I love the challenge.
If you're 22, fresh out of college, and you don't know what you're doing, you go on an MTV show, you're probably going to do some of that.
That's true. That makes sense.
They
but
feed you alcohol on that show.
Well, they still have to work, though. I remember the rules.
Yeah, that's true.
And
they do have to
work.
Get jobs,
And sometimes, especially Ashley, she was always bitching,
my daddy pays for everything.
I don't got money. I got this boyfriend that is going to pay for this. Fuck this. And I remember she likes money. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Because when she won that challenge, what was the thing that she got done? Boobs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. After she won the first season, she got a $500,000. And then she came back with her boobs done.
Yeah. The next challenge she was in, she's like, oh, guys, look at my prize. And I was like, you won all
I'm
that money?
I'm up and down with her. Sometimes I like her, and I respect the fact that she's won two challenges, because it's like, whoa, no, you don't really have Ashley on your radar. And then she gets to these finals and performs.
She's good.
And then there's people who you expect them to perform and they don't.
Yeah, there's a lot of it, like Derek, that guy that you just mentioned, like that guy, you will see him and you're like, oh my God, that's Terminator. But yeah, like, he's not really good.
He's never, yeah.
Last question. Yeah. I swear it's the last one.
Yeah, no problem.
What do you think about Camila not coming back to a challenge?
Well, you know why.
I know why.
The one season,
she
made the racist remark.
Yeah,
and
she went nuts.
And then they didn't send her home in the middle of that season, even though she made that remark to Leroy. Mm-hmm. And then she won that season.
Yeah, well, that, and
so it's not only like you should have been sent home. They kept her there, and then she won this season.
What,
and she's never been seen since, which is smart for her.
Well, I follow her on Instagram, and she has a gym. Like with the money that she did,
she won
a gym and like did a business and whatever. But
she was
good
TV
though.
Yeah, she was good TV.
I miss her.
Her flipping out all the time.
The Camillinator, remember?
Yeah,
the term?
Camillinator. Bananas would say because she'd go crazy.
She was like, I remember the one time she like grabbed this big shirt. Yeah. And she like went down and flipped it. And
I do like, miss her TV wise, but I feel like MTV made the choice to never bring her back. They're probably like, look, we made it.
It's like everything with TJ.
Yeah.
TJ is the one who decides who goes.
Yeah.
Everyone that is
TJ.
A quitter,
he calls them out.
Yeah, and he never brings them back. I think he brings one or two.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, he never brings these people back because it's like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
If you're here, do your freaking job and
TJ
then let's
Lavin,
do it.
Like the fact that he's done that show for so long too is so awesome.
Bro, and he has the power to back that up because I remember in one of the first challenge he had an accident.
He broke his back.
Yeah, in a BMX. That's what he does.
He's a pro BMXer.
And he broke his back, and I still have this picture in my head on TV, me watching TV, and this guy barely can move
and
barely can talk, but he's still the host being like, hey, guys, because wasn't even him.
What was also incredible about that is maybe this is like an MTV decision thing is they took like a year off from challenging. Like we went like a year, there's usually two a year roughly. And we went like a full year without a challenge. It's like, no, we're not going to shoot the new season with a different host. Like we're going to wait for TJ to get better. And I think that's
and they waited.
Credit to MTV or the producers or.
And again,
I know he
to,
is a producer as well. So it'd be.
I think he owns part of the challenge.
Maybe not.
Because I read about
owns,
it.
But I know he's a producer.
No, he owns a little bit. He's been. So like.
Like, yeah, the company that produces it and
produces,
sold it to MTV. Yeah, yeah. Yes, that's
so
100% him.
He has
for sure,
some part of the show. Mm-hmm. Which is nuts to think about.
I think it's his company that is the producer.
That's what I'm saying. So
and you know what's crazy is like I never worried about the show getting canceled because they're 35 seasons in. I was like, that's an expensive show to film. The challenge stunts that they have to do, and
man,
all
every
like,
time that
and
I
they
see
go,
the
it's
episodes,
in exotic locations all the time too.
That's the thing.
Mansions.
The thing is like the mansions that they are in. They record one in Colombia. I think it was 30-30. And then I know Colombia. I know prices.
So you knew
the,
what
There's
that was.
The tons that they were doing.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, to rent a crate, to rent like 7 helicopters, like for one episode, they're probably spending like $2 million.
Oh, and
one episode.
And some of the challenges, they build the challenge, and then like the challenge is like an hour long or 2 hours long, and then it's done.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. One episode.
Yeah.
That's it. One episode, and then they're spending like this crazy amount of money. They're making it back. Because like MTV that's the biggest show. Like people keep saying like Jersey Shore.
But those
shows
came and went and then came. Whereas the challenge has stayed.
Well, the challenge's been on air for 15 years.
Yeah, 35 seasons.
That's what I'm saying. 15 years is straight, nonstop. Every year there's at least one.
It's in a calendar year. It's like almost 2 years.
Now it is. Yeah. But back in the day, it used to be just the one when it was cutthroat or like.
Well, because they can be more efficient with filming and editing and now.
Yeah, exactly. Because everything is bigger. Everything, like, the production is bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's smaller because they don't have to bring all these big cameras. They can do GoPros and, like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's different.
It's different,
yeah. I will say, though, there's less shenanigans. Like, there's less hooking up on the challenge these days. And I think because maybe people have brands on social media now, they don't want to
ruin. It sucks though.
There's still like
that,
relationships that develop, which I like. I love challenge relationships. Like I love that Jordan and Tori are engaged. And if you remember, like
Bananas. Okay, question. Did he hook up with someone last season? Because he always
no.
Every
well, he's
season,
been with
he
more.
Someone.
He's been with Morgan like
forever.
No, not forever. Well, he was with someone forever, so you never saw Bananas hook up.
Mm-hmm.
He was with Nani for a bit, like back in
the
day.
Well, no, but I remember he was with that girl that you're going to talk about.
The blonde girl.
But he hooked up with Nani. And in that season, he's like, oh, shit, I screw up, blah, blah, blah.
And oh, no, it was Angela, I think. Oh, no, Natalie.
He hooked up with someone. Yeah Natalie,
once
think.
He was single, because, like, he was never single, so he never hooked up.
Natalie, and then... Angela, oh, Angela, Nani. Angela was such a cutie. And I love that she was such a firecracker.
Oh, she she was a bigger firecracker. And then I think when she got on the challenge, she wasn't as big because there's more other alpha girls there, too. Whereas, like, on the shows that Angela's used to, she's the... alpha, I'm the firecracker. Then you go on the challenge, and it's like, well, you can't be with Kara and Tori there and Cam, who are...
Tori wasn't as scared of her. Yeah. So, like, oh, okay, yeah, what's
Tori,
up?
No. Kara, maybe not. And then Cam is definitely not scared of anyone.
Cam is not as scared of anyone. No, I think,
that's
like,
what I love about her, though.
Even
she's
if Leroy
fearless.
Gets mad, that he probably wouldn't, because it's Leroy.
She calls herself,
like,
the
he
queen.
Never, yeah. Then
kill a Cam.
She'll just kill someone. Yeah. That's crazy, though. But anyways, we're going to cut this one short, because I don't know how long it is, but... Nelly, thank you for doing this. I know you
got to
work now because my shift is over, but then you're stars. Be safe out there.
You too, man.
We'll record the one for next week.
Yeah, we should try and get Kendra on the phone.
That would be cool.
That's our trio of challenge
that's the trio.
Fans.
Every time that we have something, there's texts going on all the time. The new season of Challenge, there's a bunch of texts and like, oh, you know, Bananas did this. Yeah. Oh, this happened. So, yeah, that's absolutely
a good
idea.
We can do that.
I'm gonna talk to Kendra, and then we'll make that happen. Thank you so much for being here, man. If you're gonna, I don't know, if you want to talk about the challenge, let us know. What is your Instagram?
Nelson Alexander.
Okay, go follow Nelson. He's a very handsome guy. If you're listening from Colombia, from the United States, I don't know where you're listening. Go follow this guy. You know mine, Juan de Colombia, everywhere. And then we'll talk about challenge next week.
Yep, sounds good, man.
Awesome. Thank you, Nelly.
No problem.
See you guys later.